Okay. In this week's parsha, when Yaakov blesses his sons on his deathbed, he actually doesn't bless all his sons. The first three get a negative message, and Shimon and Levi get almost cursed here. Right, Shimon Levi Achim Klei Chamas Mechirusayhem Besodal Tavon Avshi Bekalom Al Tichad Kvodi Ki Vyapam Har Gwish Rishonam Ikrushor Arur Apam Ki Azvi Avrasam Ki Kashasa. Right, somehow they were very violent. They flew off the handle. They were hot-headed. Clearly referring to the mice of Shechem, maybe also to Mechirus Yosef. He very much disapproves of this, and he gives them what seems to be an ultimate punishment, which is Achal Kein BeYaakov. I'll spread them out and scatter them among the Jewish people. Why is that such a harsh punishment? Because many of the brachas that Yaakov gives here are hints, Baruch HaKodesh, at the future nachalos that those Shvatim would acquire in Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yoshua. And to be spread out means not to get a nachla, like everyone else got the nachla, Zvulun get l'chof yamim yishkon, and, you know, and they didn't get a nachla at all, like they had no homeland, and we find that that actually came true. If you look and say for Yoshua in Jewish history, right, Levi, already you see in the Chumash, didn't get a nachla, right, they just had spread out in different cities all over, and Shimon, you look and say for Yoshua, it says explicitly Mefurish, that Shimon didn't get a Nachla, they were just not able to get their act together, and so they just were scattered out among Yehuda instead of having their own area. Of course, what we notice, which Rashi points out, is that it came true. Of course, whatever Yaakov said with his Ruach HaKodesh comes true, but whether something comes true doesn't tell you very much. The question is always how it comes true. And it came true very differently. Right? Shimon didn't get a Nachla because Shimon were... You know, you have to figure out a nice, sensitive way of saying this. You know, the unsuccessful ones, and they never got anywhere in life, and they never got any power, and they never got any success, and they were just like nobodies, right? So they were scattered among Yehuda, and Rashi, they were poor people, and schnorrers, and, you know, Shimon never got anywhere in life, they didn't have a nachla. Levi, of course, it's the opposite story. The Chumash says Levi doesn't get a nachla, but why doesn't Levi get a nachla? Because they're too holy to get an achla, right? Hashem says the Levim and Kohanim don't get an achla, they don't get fields, they don't get agriculture, because they're too holy, because Hashem is their special chelik, and they have the truma, and they have the meiser. As Rashi says in the parsha, they got their scattering derech kavod. So it's a little funny. Yaakov cursed Shimon and Levi, and with Shimon it turned out to be a really, really bad curse. The only reason you might not have remembered from your learning of Tanakh, like all the like terrible failures and that happened to Shimon, is because they're not hardly even mentioned anywhere in Tanakh because they never really got anywhere. Well, Levi, Adrabah, his curse turned into a bracha. Levi was more holy, was better than all the other Shvatim, right? They're the Ad Hayom Hazeh, the Kohanim and Levim come first every time we lane or do anything. So how could it be that the same exact sentence turned into two opposite things in the future? So the Yesod is, they explain the Yesod is very pashut, is that there's no such thing as someone who's destined to be good or to be bad. We all have Bechira Chafshis. But the Gra says we all have Bechira Chafshis. But we don't have Bechira Chafshis to become a different person than we are. We don't have Bechira Chafshis to become an entirely different personality than we are. If I'm a different kind of person than you are, I don't have Bechira Chafshis to turn into you, and you don't have Bechira Chafshis to turn into me. We are who Hashem made us. And we have Bechira Chafshis to use who we are in a good direction or in a bad direction. That's what Bechira Chafshis is. Everyone has their ofi, their character, their personality. You can't change your personality, but you can use your personality for good things or use it for bad things. Shimon and Levi had a midah here. Yaakov wasn't giving them a curse. He was giving them a challenge. They had this midah of zealousness, which they used improperly in Mechiras Yosef, and they used improperly in the Ma'aseh Shechem. They used it improperly a number of times. They had this zealousness. But Yaakov said to them, look, you're not going to be like everyone else. You're not going to be like Zevulun and Naphtali. But you could use this zealousness for good, or you could use it for bad. That's up to you. You're different. You're going to be scattered. You're not going to have a regular Nachla. That can make you better. That can make you worse. That's up to how you use your midos. And what do we find? In fact, why was Levi rewarded? Levi was rewarded for something very similar to what he was cursed for. The Egel, Moshe said, Mila Shem Eli, who wants to go out and kill people? Just like Ma'aseh Shechem. The only difference is the Maishishkem, they use their meat in the wrong way to kill people for no good reason who didn't deserve to be killed. And they didn't help anything. And in the mice of the Egel, they use the exact same midah, but in the right way to help bring Klal Yisrael back to Avim Shem HaShemayim and to save Klal Yisrael. And not only that, again and again through Jewish history. The Gemara says, Kwanim Zrizim Haim, we know Pinchas used his Zrizus in the right way, and just a few weeks ago, the Chashmonaim, right? The same Mila Shem Elayim, Matzis Yo, those same Kohanim, those Bnei Levi, used their Zrizus, and did the same things they did with the Shechem, except instead of using it in the wrong way, they used their Bechir Chafshis to take their Midos and channel them in the right way. And in the Beis HaMikdash, every day they used their Zrizos to bring the Karbanos, and they channeled it in a positive way for Avodas Hashem. Shimon, on the other hand, of course, you go back to the Mice of Pinchas, who was the antithesis, the foil for Pinchas there, right? It wasn't coincidence that Pinchas is the one who uses Kanos in the right way. And who is the one who used their kanos for Averos, and to show they can do Averos, and to show everyone they can do Averos, and to show Moshe they can do Averos? It was Cosmi Batsur was the woman, and Pinchas killed Zimri ben Salun, Nesive Savla Shimoni, who was the leader of the Shimon. And that night, so Shimon used that same kanos for Averos. And Pinchas used his kanos for mitzvos and for Avodas Hashem to help Klal Yisrael and bring them back to where they need to be and save them from Magepha. We see from Yaakov's last testament that two things. A, Yaakov knew who his kids were. He knew that would be forever. Whoever you are, you are. Your job, no one's job is to become someone else. But whoever you are is not good or bad. Whoever you are is what you make of it. And that's the Gra quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. Someone born under the sign of Mars, he doesn't mean Dafka astrology. Someone with a certain personality is going to shed blood. They could be a bandit and a murderer, or they could be a Moel, or they could be a Shochet. Meaning, you could use your Midah for good, or you could use it for bad. And whoever we are, our job is not to be anyone else. Our job is to figure out who we are, who we ourselves are. What our unique personality is, what our unique talents and abilities are, and what type of person we are, and to choose to use that for Avodas Hashem in a good way, because everything can be used in a good way, not to use it in a bad way, then we can use Zocha to be like Levi, and to be the special Chela, Kadosh L'Hashem, and not Chas V'Shalom, like Shimon. Shabbat Shalom.